Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you'll hear a monologue about George Washington. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
George Washington was a big man. He stood 6 feet 2 inches tall and was broad of shoulder, long of limb, erect and muscular, 200 pounds. His strength was extraordinary, and his walk was majestic. By common consent, he was one of the best horsemen on the continent. And he was big in character. Thomas Jefferson described him as a man who was not an intellectual, but whose judgment was sound and sure. Perhaps the strongest feature of his character, Jefferson said, was prudence. He never acted until every circumstance and every consideration was maturely weighed. His integrity was pure, and his justice the most flexible I have ever known. He was, in every sense of the words, a wise, good, and great man. On the whole, his character was perfect. And it may truly be said that never did nature and fortune combine more perfectly to make a man great. But he was not without human weaknesses. He tended to be overly acquisitive and sometimes contentious. He had an enormous pride and was likely to regard any scrutiny of his acts as a reflection upon his character. His thunderous temper flared infrequently but memorably. There appeared in him, thought Gilbert Stuart the painter, the strongest and most ungovernable of passions. While he considered the expensive manner in which he lived to be contrary to his wishes but really unavoidable, he freely admitted his liking for the pleasures of good living. Most often, he was amiable, but reserved with all except his closest associates. He adhered to the maxim he voiced to a nephew: be courteous to all, but intimate with few. And let those few be well tried before you give them your confidence. True friendship is a plant of slow growth.
That is the end of Part B.